Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Well, let's put our golf where our mouths are now.
It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
KPNT-FM HD2.
This is Lovers and Friends, and I feel like that's a perfect description of us with the listeners. We're lovers, we're friends.
Well, I'm not lovers.
Oh, it is the Nards.
I think we're lovers.
It's the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. The Nards ushering it in. We're about 30 minutes away from the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at insidestl.com. Doug, Billie Eilish, are you familiar with her work?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Great singer.
Talented.
You like her too? Yeah, you like her?
Yeah.
Not a big fan though?
I don't listen to much of her music. She's very talented though.
Yeah, okay.
Whenever Jackson, like the Academy Awards or Emmys or Oscars, whenever she's got a song out, she sings. I think she's talented.
Okay, there you go. Jackson, what about your...
I think she's great.
Okay. Do your peers listen, or is that more for like... anxiety-ridden teenagers.
Definitely the latter, but plenty of my friends at least listen to some of her music.
Huh? I don't understand why people make fun of her when she puts a bikini on. She's got a great body.
Clip that off.
Who makes
people
fun of her?
Who?
It was. She came out and said, I don't believe people are shaming me for wearing a bikini. I guess people are calling her fat or whatever. She's not fat. She's very attractive.
Billie Eilish never planned talk about her sexuality at great length. But now that it's out there, she's letting it rip, telling the whole wide world she's into chicks in graphic detail.
Oh, no. Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
There you go,
yeah, there you go.
In a new interview with Rolling Stone, Billie discusses her forthcoming song, Lunch.
Doug, have you heard the song Lunch?
Is it about girls?
Which details her being intimate with another woman. She says she first began writing this track before doing anything with another girl, but was able to finish it after one eye-opening encounter with a female. She says, quote, I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in a vagina.
Oh, God.
She's stronger than grandmother's breath.
Oh. Boy, she is getting graphic.
I guess when you get so successful, you just go, screw it. I don't care what people think.
When they come out like that, they just say that, you know, it's nobody's business. You know, I like men, I like women, I like, you know, I like what I like. But, man, she went full on, so to speak.
She went full on.
So we'll continue to monitor that situation.
Well,
that's the end of the story?
Yeah, there's a couple more things, okay. But I just wanted to make sure we got
and
that out
there. And
call
it Lunch. God almighty.
She also says, actually, I take that back. Now that Pandora's box has been opened, Billie seems far more comfortable talking about sex, including the topic of masturbation.
No.
In the interview, B.E. Do you call her B.E.?
I don't.
Confesses to pleasuring herself regularly in front of a mirror. Stating that it helps her with her self-esteem.
Why would that help you?
Here. Partly because it's hot, she says.
but it also makes me have such a new, raw, deep connection to myself and my body.
Okay.
And I have a love for my body that I have not really ever had.
Stop it.
Billy finishes off this train of thought by hammering the point home, saying, people should be jerking it, man. I can't stress it enough. As someone with extreme body issues and dysmorphia that I've had my entire life. There you go.
Yeah, she's a victim, too.
It's refreshing to see rich white women.
Going down the J rabbit hole here.
Why do women call it jerking? She can't jerk it.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. I guess
it's a universal
term.
I do. I think, what do you think, Iggy? What is the percentage using just manual and the percentage using a back massager, the Hitachi Magic Wand?
Oh, I think 90% use a toy.
Is that right, really?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
And I think the rabbit is now taking over.
Is that right? The rabbit.
Like that little...
Don't do that with your finger.
That little heat
Don't
sinking,
do that with
that
your
little
finger.
Heat-seeking
it's
missile.
It's a heat-seeking missile?
It's like kind of attached to it.
I watch, there's this site I go to now called AZ Nude.
We're getting real close to
Sounds like a site that you would be on.
It is, because they post a lot of things. They got kind of like Mr. Skin, they post actresses and nude scenes, but they have live cameras. I don't know why anybody would pay for a live cam show when you go to AZ Nude and they're all live, and a lot of them are single girls, but they all got this pink thing, this little pink thing that just like dangles there.
Yeah,
pardon,
so
sir.
Like what happened there, and we talked about this, is those ever you can hook those things up. It's like a mini butt plug. You could put them in either one, and it's connected to the tipping mechanism. So when a viewer will tip,
they get a little
tip
charge.
Initiates a little. The higher the tip, the bigger the. Whatever area.
It's a great business model.
So you're kind of turning her on with your money. Yes.
Is that possible to do?
Yeah, sure. It goes on at Napoli every weekend.
I think actually the guy who came up with it was actually at Napoli.
It's a free site. It's a free site. If you want to check out AZ Nude.
Doug, check that out today. Come back tomorrow for Plowboy's final show and break down AZ Nude.
Now, AZ, is it like A to Z, or is like are they like centrally located in like Arizona?
I think that's what they mean.
Okay.
A to Z, but they just say AZ Nude. And it seemed to be a lot of foreign girls, a lot of Spanish girls and Latin girls.
Tim, Fubo's for the pores. Get DirecTV Stream. It's excellent. It's from Breezeway.
Yeah, it's topical.
Okay. Why would somebody get Fubo if they're poor?
I don't know any
Maybe
of
it's
that.
Cheaper.
Okay.
Because, I mean, YouTube TV is like $80 a month.
I love YouTube TV,
so do
but I might have to say goodbye.
But I would think Fubo is probably cheaper than that.
To just keep
just because the
money
name
away.
Is stupid.
But
now I can't watch
the
Cardinal game. So I go there to click on the Cardinal game yesterday. Can't use it because I guess I'm not a Spectrum Internet guy anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, I still have the Spectrum Internet in my house. I got to cancel it today. And then I went to click on it. Oh, no, I'm not doing this to be personal with it or whatever. Take a shot. Use the bully pulpit. But it was down again, so it didn't matter.
Jeez.
It's been a week. Are we really doing this about AZ Nudes? Really? That's some Big Tuft.
Mm. Yeah, and he'll be on there today. I think he was right. This is great. And they have couples, too. They have couples doing live sex shows.
Clip that off. Paola for a sex trafficking site. You can't make this stuff up. That's from Jabab the Bookie.
That's sex trafficking?
Probably is.
These people are getting paid.
We don't know definitively.
Because the only reason they do more stuff is if you give enough tokens.
So it's a prostitution site.
And I'm thinking, why would anybody buy buy tokens? You can get in like me and just watch.
But the tokens enhance the experience.
Well,
as I had mentioned before, the tokens create that vibrating motion that happens.
No, the tokens are for her to do more. Like, she'll have up there. 50 tokens will get me to blow you a kiss. 200 tokens will get me to take my pants off. Billy just, thank you, Billy. He did 50 tokens. Well, why don't you just be like me, get in there for free. You don't have to do anything.
In terms of the token world, is there a worse investment than buying a kiss blowing?
No, there isn't.
Yes. Just double up your money and get the pants off. Like,
that's stupid. Yeah, they just...
You clearly have expendable income if you're on A to Z nudes and tipping
not
like a four.
These would be people that have nothing going for themselves. Nothing.
Speaking of which, the new post on the fan page, Chairman Kurt has just announced there will be an emergency fan page club championship rules committee meeting Saturday night in Herman. So
just a hop, skip, and a jump. What? Jesus, yeah, that
we'll
is far.
We'll all be there. We'll all
an hour
be
and
there.
A half away, and it probably yeah. feels like it takes 3 hours.
Yeah, after Buzz there. Talks about tribbing, you're gonna have a meeting with all dudes.
Well, maybe he held it there so he'd be the only one who shows up and he can make all the rules without a bunch of arguing.
Buck Swope has bumped a thread about said girl. I forgot all about said girl. So you posted on June 27th, 2016. Said girl is going on a 10-day spiritual journey in Spain at the end of July. Any loyal listeners have extra hiking gear, a.k.a. a nice pack we could lend her.
Wow.
Want to show her the TMA love on this great adventure for her.
I don't even remember posting that.
You're begging for crap
years ago. Iggy, I'm begging for crap since day one. Ever mm-hmm. since I knew it worked, oh, God. Breakfast Sammy's, anything I want. Yeah, it only lasted a couple months, maybe.
Said girl?
Yeah.
Do you remember said girl, Doug?
Don't that
I remember the Army base and, of course, Madison, but I don't remember said girl.
I think you. I'm going to tell you some off-air stories, okay. And you would definitely remember one of the stories.
All right.
Did she
come to any events, or would I have met her?
You would have met her.
Really?
And this would be a story that I would tell off-air.
Well, I can't wait. Should we throw it to a break?
No. I'll be here. I got to teach Jackson the skeleton at 11:15.
Why don't you come in and balloon party and give your thoughts on the Cardinals for a farewell?
That'd be a fun one. I wish they were
joining us now. Darren Atkins. He has a blog. And, Darren, your thoughts on where the Cardinals are a quarter of the way through the season.
I'll tell them I got eighth boots on the ground at Bush.
Now, if you want to, Plowsy, we could do a farewell pepperoncini tomorrow if you want.
Mm. Oh, dogs.
Wow. Mm.
Special edition pepperoncini.
I thought you'd be in your car at 10:01, but...
Here's the thing. With that, it's a lot more work than I want to do on the last day. Mm-hmm. Not doing the pepperoncini, the loading it up into the system, and then you got the email complaints about, it's coming up in the TMA feed.
Well, you won't be here to listen to that.
That is true. So I'm actually up for that. I'm not saying no to that.
Oh, farewell sowed.
Yeah, I'm not saying no to it. We got to think of a good topic, but I think just...
The topic is you leaving.
I get that.
That's the topic.
You know, I got to say, Iggy, and I think Iggy I worked with longer than anyone else. When I was running Bubba the Love Sponge board, Iggy was, I think, you just got hired as running kind of the woman programming all day. And I remember you would come in early and... complain about
wait, he was complaining? You got the wrong guy.
We'd be bitching and complaining about Bubba the Love Sponge would have a show in Florida, and it's weird because, like, he would talk specifically about, like, things that happened in Ocala, Florida, and we're in St. Louis, and we're like, what? So I just remember smoking outside with Iggy and just leaving Bubba the Love Sponge off air. I would just turn off the mic and just go outside.
So what was playing?
Nothing. Dead air. Yeah.
Did anybody notice or complain?
No one cared. Because damn, Marshall didn't care at all. This was the Marshall era.
I didn't pay much too much attention. I was listening to The Morning After at my desk.
Yeah, because I remember I didn't hear about The Morning After. I didn't know about it at all working on The Woman. And I remember Iggy talking about an email of the day, or I got to pin this email to The Morning After. I remember Matt Grover, the great Matt Grover, who runs the board for Joe Rod when he was entertaining a city, would always talk about your guys' show.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see pictures of Iggy with Lady Gaga, because that just happened at the time. And I'm like, what is this? And now I worked on it for 10 years.
Yeah. How about that?
Just a small world.
And now you won out, worse than anything.
That's right, leaving us behind.
Not worse than anything. That last part is incorrect.
Okay.
Brian Henson says, do it today! What about that?
I have a sound story, and again, I got a train. I got a skeleton train.
I have a meeting.
So you're training Jackson on the skeleton?
Going to be demoralizing for both parties.
Oh, God. Jackson, your thoughts?
Got to do what you got to do.
Boy, that kind of sums his attitude up right there, doesn't it, Doug?
I love Jackson. And like I said, I'm going to hate seeing his face look at this and go, wow. Worth it.
So we're going to continue with the skeleton.
Yesterday,
it seemed like maybe it was going
well,
away.
Well, Jamie Burkhard texted me and said he's interested in like an hourly sponsorship with a skeleton.
That
has now made its way to the account rep for Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhard Alton Toyota, Barb, who's wonderful, and our general sales manager, Kelly, and I believe they're talking about it today. So there you go.
Awesome. Jamie saves the day again.
Well, Jamie,
he
is one of a kind amazing. The whole crew there, but Jamie specifically, just how out of the way he would go for people. It's phenomenal.
That was an excited do it today, not a mean one. Plow, what's been your favorite drop? Thanks. That's from Brian Henschel. He's in Detroit monitoring the Colts draft.
Favorite drop.
I guess I'll play it, and it's probably one that you will not
Can't wait to hear.
Man. And this one, I don't know the context of this one either.
When did you guys stop liking a gentleman in cutoff blue jeans sleeping with a lot of black men after Easter church?
The reason I like it is because I don't know the context of it.
No, I don't remember it either.
Right, like you said it.
I'm sure I didn't just pull it out of thin air.
It may not be my favorite, but it's the one that makes me think the most about how the hell, what topic is even close to doing that. A lot of Frank drops. Mm-hmm. I love the Arnold Palmer. I mean, there's a lot.
That's a good one.
I'll play the best ones. Like I said, I'm going to kind of go out with a little bit of a best of in terms
gonna,
of the drops.
You're going to miss Francesa, but we got a good one here, Doug. You got the Stanley Cup playoffs kind of in the early stages right now. Vegas certainly with some momentum in the early going, winning both games in Dallas as they head back to Nevada. So nobody really follows the NHL as closely as Mike Francesa. Here's his Stanley Cup playoff breakdown.
Okay. Now, it's funny. I didn't do anything on hockey because I hadn't really watched any hockey yet. I did play golf last week with a couple of my hockey guys that I rely on. And I'll just give you a couple of things they gave me before game one. This is fair what they gave me before game one. They told me the Rangers would have no trouble with Washington. They said Washington shouldn't even be in the playoffs. We know yesterday we saw that Washington statistically was the worst team to come into the playoffs since 1991. And in what was rather a ho-hum game, and the Rangers went on to a rather comfortable win. This will be an easy series. They loved the Hurricanes. They thought that the Islanders had very little chance against the Hurricanes, and they thought the Hurricanes had a great chance to beat the Rangers. They also liked the Florida Panthers a lot. And in the West, they liked Edmonton a lot. They liked Edmonton a lot, yes. Now.
That's it.
I got to tell you, they've been dead on so far. Only one that's a flip right now is Edmonton, L.A., with the Oilers losing in overtime last night. But Carolina's up 2-0 on the Islanders. The Rangers are, what are they up, 2-0 on Washington. And what was the other one that you liked? Florida's up 2-0 on Tampa as they head to the west side of the state. How about that? This Francesa Golf Club is where we got to be, Doug.
Right.
It's obviously former players. I wonder who the insiders are. I love that he actually admitted, I haven't watched it yet. It literally, the season started, in October? When does it start?
He prides himself, I think in general, kind of in New York. I mean, God, I mean, we talk MLS and UFL here. In New York, they don't talk NHL.
At all.
They do not talk NHL. They talk Yankees. They talk Mets. They really talk Giants and Jets. And they talk Knicks. Mm-hmm. And they don't really talk college football. College football is more of a Southern thing. Yeah.
And they got three NHL teams.
Yeah. So there's the guy who used to do what, 5 hours afternoon drive on WFAN and just. But he got a call one time. Somebody asked about like the Rangers or something. Oh, nobody watches hockey.
I still think Francesa, when we first started playing his. All of his clips. He was still on WFAN. He was one of the first that had like the camera in there the entire show. Mm-hmm. This was probably 12 years ago.
You're right.
And the amount of times he would fall asleep and spill, like that's when Funhouse started, when he would fall asleep or spill like a Diet Coke. They had a whole 2-minute montage of him spilling Diet Cokes in studio. It's like,
what happens?
That guy is a legend. Just not what he says on air, just how he says it and just the confidence level. Mm-hmm. And he hates everybody and it's just. He's my spirit animal, man. Mike Francesa is one of the greats.
Yeah.
And he has a discography of clips that you can't match.
He was on one of the network pregame shows there for a few years.
He was. You're right. I think he was on CBS.
I think so, yeah.
EDF is the sponsor of Doug's Hot Take Mittens. Do you want to support the EDF Group as a sponsor of TMA? Well, it's real simple. Do you have a fire extinguisher where you work? The answer is yes, you certainly do. So please email the EDF Group at fire@theedfgroup.com so a technician can come out and explain to your team how the EDF Group can save your company money. Again, that email address is fire@theedfgroup.com. The EDF Group is hired and will prevent your facility from having hired fires. Experience the EDF Group difference. Learn more at the EDFGroup.com. 10 minutes away from the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Pen your emails for the Plowhawks penultimate email of the day.
I don't like that.
Brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling online at Design Air. service.com. Doug talking Stanley Cup playoffs. There was a cutaway of Jack Eichel sawing down his stick, and then they went back to the studio, and P.K. Subban made a little reference. And Jackson, you're telling me this gets a little awkward?
Steve Levy, What a champion. Just you'll have to listen to see what I'm talking about.
Okay,
listen.
I'd love to hear it.
You hit the P.K. Subban?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit the lever, please.
Game two coming up. The tools with which Jack Eichel was.
I've been a lot of people think do that by hand. We used to have the old hand saw going through there.
Yeah, not a power tool?
Not a power tool.
Interesting.
We had a lot of injuries with the guys I played with a power tool.
I was going to say something.
Equipment
I'm not going to say
do that. Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Oh.
Yes, you do. I have heard.
Oh.
I actually love that line. It shouldn't be as awkward. Can we just make normalizing your penis size just like,
hey,
having fun?
Especially when you're well hung, right? You should celebrate that.
I love how he was saying, I wasn't going to say it, but I wasn't. And then like 2 seconds after they go, well, you should say it. Okay, I'll say it. Didn't have to twist his arm too much to say it on air.
Yeah.
Oh, that leads us into the girth master. I am the girth master. My massive penis earns me $80,000 a month on OnlyFans. Story penned by Asia Grace in the New York Post, Doug.
There's actually a video of this guy talking about his account, if I'm not mistaken.
$80,000 a month?
$80,000 a month.
Australian guy, I believe.
He's getting to the meat of the matter, and it's a fleshy feast for the eyes.
Don't say fleshy.
Sex work hadn't been a lifelong dream for this redheaded millennial from Brisbane, Australia. But now, at age 30, the down-under wonder, who's anointed himself as the girth master, owing to his 8-inch-long, 7-inch circumference penis?
It's a beer can.
Is that like my protein shake thing?
I happen to deep dive there, because when I watched the video of him, he's an Australian. He looks like, seriously, he looks like the Mountain from Game of Thrones. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Huge. And so I looked at the comments and like, you know, after you scroll through Liver King's ads about 50 times, you finally get to a comment, and it goes, wow, I made the mistake of looking at this guy's page. I'm like, I got to check. I got to see what's up.
Yeah, how's it doing?
It's literally like a Pringles can, man.
Oh,
it's insane. Looks like he has some sort of disorder. It's that big.
Really?
He says he's in the top 0.1% of earners on the platform worldwide. He claimed in the clip, which has beckoned more than 4.5 million views on TikTok alone, I earned between $40,000 to $80,000 a month. But since starring in the eye-popping video, Girth Master Star was, well, grown bigger and bigger. It's funny. Friday. Hope this is Missouri Journalism School product. I'm going viral on Twitter now, he said Tuesday in a post shared to his social media account with which he's popularized the hashtag GirthTalk. It has millions of views and bookmarks. It's blown up pretty quick. And that it has, drawing the attention of more than 99 million ex-users, including a seemingly stunned Cardi B, who tweeted, then deleted her shocked reaction to Girth's goodies. His random interview with the Get Ahead rep has sent cyber freaks searching for sites of his sizable snake.
No.
Watch this, Doug. Cyber freaks searching for sites of his sizable snake.
I don't care for all that alliteration.
He has a name on Twitter.
What's that?
What's the guy's name on Twitter?
Doug, you've looked.
I don't have it.
I'm just looking Girth Master. There's a bunch of them.
It's been a crazy 24 hours, he told Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone's having a big day. Before revealing that his not safe for work nickname was inspired by KitchenAid Mixmaster. Oh, yeah, blender.
Okay.
You know, the appliance Granny uses to bake homemade cookies and cakes. Funnily enough, that name actually does mean a lot of favors in marketing because it really stands out. People see it, and they kind of want to investigate to see if I can actually live up to the claim or not. Asia writes, and boy, does he.
Okay. Oh, come on, Asia.
Wow. We got a great industry.
You're better than that.
And boy, does he.
Asia's better than that.
But if you hear, like, I think a guy like that is obviously going to make a ton of money. With the size of his hog is one thing, but, like, if you look at the gentleman himself, he's tattooed, very extremely attractive, got a beard, he got the accent. It's obvious that guys like that are going to make a killing on OnlyFans.
I think Asia.
He appeals to everybody.
New York Post comes to Asia. Yeah, buddy. Today you're going to write about this guy's penis.
If you call Asia buddy?
Yeah, it's editors. Hey, buddy.
The whole country?
That's a woman, isn't it?
It would Asia assume.
I thought you meant went to Asia and you just said, what up, buddy?
No.
In the middle of the country.
It's a long way to go to say that.
I bowled with a guy named Asia, so.
Oh, yeah? How is he as a player?
Yeah, he's the worst guy on our team.
Sounds about right.
And you are the best, no doubt.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Huh.
Well, I gotta say, Doug, if you obviously don't look at his OnlyFans or anything, but if you would, I'd recommend going checking out the video, and you should see for yourself.
I'm not gonna check it.
It's the video. He's fully clothed and getting interviewed, but you can probably just tell why he is so popular.
You had tossed around the idea of having your own OnlyFans account
right
there,
but then you gotta compete with Hog City over here. I mean, yeah.
It's tough.
Tough.
Everybody has their own kinks, though. Everybody can make money on there if you just dive into what the most popular kink is. Like when Orange is the New Black had the season of selling used panties.
Oh,
Iggy,
yeah.
You remember that?
No, yeah. I remember it.
That was the tippy top of when that game was popular. I mean, you were making $400 a panty, especially if you added
$400 a panty.
I think the key is to add the picture, like a Polaroid of you wearing the panties.
Sure.
Kind of have that, oh, they are soiled, I promise.
Soiled?
Oh, that's what
How badly soiled?
I think the more...
That's more soiled, the better. Yeah. Right.
That's what the porn stars do. They take a picture of them in the panties and they sell those panties.
And porn stars are now, it's great. They're selling like, it's almost like game worn attire. It's like, oh, I'm selling this lingerie from the scene of Mommy and Me, Volume 4.
Mommy and Me.
Like, go check out the 30 minute mark. This is what I was wearing. It's authentic. You know, it's a letter of authenticity and everything.
How big of a loser do you have to be to buy someone's used underwear?
Porn is like $1 billion industry, man. There's so many losers.
Are you kink shaming, Doug?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm calling you a loser if you buy someone's used underwear.
I find it like amazing that someone would too. But there's a market for it.
I agree with you. I bought a pair of panties in my room one time. I forgot to guess she left them, and I just threw them away. I'm going to keep them.
How about that?
Yeah.
Get down, a treasure trove.
Who knows?
Separate drawer.
Which one of the Playboy Playmates was it that left her panties in your room?
Could have been anybody.
Yeah.
But I didn't keep them or sniff them. I threw them away.
No. You wouldn't have.
I guess I could have called her because they were... Frederick of Hollywood. I'm sure they're kind of expensive.
You just threw them away.
I didn't feel like calling her again.
Well, you love them and leave them.
No.
Or you sober up and think, boy, I don't want to see her again. That's not it, I'm sure.
That's funny.
No, that's not it, I'm sure.
Some guys are into that, though. There's vending machines in Japan that sell them. So, yeah. You're taking a chance there. You don't know if they're used or not. You're just saying they're used. Yeah. You buy them, you don't know for sure.
I stand by my statement. You're a loser if you buy someone's used underwear.
I think you're more of a loser if you go to the vending machine of the used panties.
Mm-hmm.
Wife and I had a friend in SoCal who sold her dirty undies online to pay for rent for a summer. There is some serious money in the underwear game. That's from Strap-On number 18.
I'm telling you, just used gear.
Well, I don't blame the women. If you can get a, if you can find a sucker to pay for your used U-trow, why not?
Why not? One of the
Jeff's offering you $400 for yours, Doug.
Okay, I'll take it.
Right? Like I'd take mine off right now and bag them up and sell them right now. Are you kidding?
400 large.
Easy.
This guy definitely has that old smoke hags panties in his closet. That's from Arbor Day.
No, I don't. I'm not into panties.
Plowsy, we need to get this one-night stand set up with the wife before you set sails into the sunset. Thank you. Thank you for the delicious entertainment. And you are being propositioned by Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack for a threesome with his wife.
Obviously, there's a lot of channels that myself have to go through before I can agree to that. But I do appreciate, like, he doesn't throw those out willy-nilly.
Yeah, he does.
I'm kidding. He has thrown that out several times.
To everybody on the dais but me.
Oh, Scott. that is true.
And I'm the only one on the dais that would do it.
Yeah, he's afraid you'd take him up on it.
Yeah. You got to ask the people you know are going to say no, the polite ask.
Right. I'd be over there in 3 seconds.
Well, it's a long drive.
However long it would take me. Doug, our DraftKings team's not doing bad.
Okay, we're going to change the subject just immediately. Yeah.
Adam Long is a foreigner.
Is it really?
Yeah.
God bless.
Willie Long, 400 through 10, tied for fourth.
Nice. Who's leading?
Yeah, I got, Novak and Thompson. My team was, but Stevens and Barjan have taken the lead.
That guy has no idea who that is.
No one cares about this stuff. No one cares about this.
Do you think more people care about the Fan Page Club Championship?
Probably, yeah.
Wow, I'd say so.
I mean, this means nothing because it's early. I got a second.
Yeah, but Long can get a card again, right?
I guess
you
this
do.
Counts.
It does, and you get the FedEx Cup points. It actually has value. It's super random. I mean, obviously. Let me see. How are we looking on emails? If we have a lot for Tribute for Plowhawk, I want to make sure we get to them. I don't know, Jackson, what's the situation?
About volume-wise, normal.
Okay. Send your new tributes. The morning after at InsideSCL.com. Jeff wants to know when a good time is to come by the studio to collect your panties, Doug. He has cash in hand.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, cash bins.
Yeah, about 11, 15-ish.
You have a sound story.
Yeah.
Would that be weird for your sound story, I guess, if you take off your panties?
You can do it while they're talking.
I think it'd be hilarious. You shoo them out of the studio. Well, thanks for that, but yeah. I actually have a panty sale that's about to come out.
Right. Tell me about your high school years. I can drop my trousers, make the hand off, and take the money, and by the time they're done, I'll be ready to go.
Throw them over there at the door.
Hey, boy, I'll tell you what. The lawn at my house, Doug, it is thriving.
Boy, mine too.
Green Envy did that. Thank you, Green Envy. It's unbelievable what working with a company like Green Envy can do for your lawn, and this is the time to do it. Green Envy, TMA sponsor, has quite a program for our listeners. You got rain. We got rain today, Iggy? I know there's rain in Kansas City, so I don't know if we're going to get hit.
No rain. It's supposed to be 70. It's not getting to 70. I tell you, it's still cold outside.
It's windy.
Now I see high of 68. All the Hawks up today?
A little windy outside.
Crap. Either way, definitely rain tomorrow. Rain, unfortunately, for the Fan Page Club Championship in the forecast. So with all the rain, weeds explode, especially next week. So the temperatures look great next week, which is outstanding, and a lot of sun. So then that's when the weeds grow. So if you become a Green Envy customer, service calls are no charge for weed touch-up or reapplying weed control. It's Green Envy. They only use products that are formulated for our Missouri soil and Illinois soil and weather conditions here in the Midwest and the turf types. No national, generic, cheap, ineffective products. It is Green Envy. Open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 1 to take your calls and answer questions. 636-757-1600. 636-757-1600. That is Green Envy. Doug's a client and I'm a client, and we think the absolute world. Donnie Braden is not happy. I don't know what it is. Creepy with a bunch of exclamation points. Donnie Braden, is that Dallas's brother? Dallas threw the no-hitter?
Oh, he did. For you from Mother's Stockton, Day, California.
Right? Yeah. And his mom had passed away, but he brought his grandma down in the field.
Great
yeah.
story. And I like him on TV, actually. Too.
He's on the A's telecast. I think maybe Chip Carey's son, I think.
Yeah. That's
accurate.
Great.
All right.
What's creepy?
Dallas Braden's brother, Donnie, Colin, Callier and Thompson, phone line 636-9004 TMA. Pout Pouts Lanai writes, hey, Plowsy, for your last show tomorrow, I, along with the interest of the dais, would be enamored to see you have promiscuous love with a Twinkie with all that dirty cream. Yeah.
No.
All a popping in your mouth. Yeah. That's from Pout Pouts Lanai.
I may bust out a Maple Long John. It's been months since I brought out a donut to the party. Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe somebody will bring in donuts for you, Plowsy.
You just never know. I don't like begging for stuff. I don't want anybody. I don't want to walk out and have this whole production. Oh, hey, here's a new car. Oh, hey, here's
a new car.
A new car.
I will. Somebody bring in donuts. Maybe the sales staff will make you a cake.
Nice. All right, throw it out there.
Put it on the sales staff.
I have been shown a lot of love here, so I don't need anything from anybody. Donuts would be nice, though, in the morning.
Oh, they sure
from
a
listener,
be.
Not from the sales staff. Sales staff has other things to do. I'm fine with that.
Well, one of us could probably pick up a dozen donuts.
I don't know if I trust your judgment on donuts.
Oh.
You just bring a bunch of plain ones with no sugar on them.
A lot of glazed. You know.
Off the topic, congratulations to our co-worker, Liv Maddox. She got engaged yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
I saw that too, yeah.
Oh, God bless her.
It was her birthday yesterday, and she got engaged yesterday.
God bless. Oh, he did the two for one. Smart move.
Yeah, he and her boyfriend just came into the studio. They were going out to dinner after the show, and he just popped in the studio and got down on one knee and proposed.
Oh, did it here?
Yeah.
God bless America. Yeah.
Great.
On the air?
That's what it sounds like.
I don't think it was on the air. I think the show was over.
Oh, why wouldn't you just do it on the air if you're coming in?
Well, she didn't know he was going to propose.
I know. It'd make a nice little moment on the air, though.
If she didn't know he was going to propose, why would she have the mic on?
Iggy's getting mad, Doug.
Well, if he came in during the... If he came to the station...
The show was over.
I don't know. I'm wondering why he didn't come in while the show was going on.
Why don't you call him and ask him?
Well, I may have to, because his timing was off.
He's going to join us on Balloon Party,
okay.
Actually.
Daniel called Doug.
Yeah, even if she says no, you still got the dump button.
They won't. She could say yes for the show dump and then later the entire say, get out of here.
That's great. I'm happy for her. She's really
awesome.
Cool. Good people. Yeah, she was on this program. Filled in a couple times, I think, Doug, when you were in the Hamptons. Yeah. I'm not mistaken. Breaking news in the airline industry. Two airlines impacting St. Louis, perhaps the two most prominent airlines at Lambert. Would you say American and Southwest are the two most prominent?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Both have lost money in their first quarter earnings reports. Southwest said this morning they will end the year with 2,000 fewer employees than it had at the start of the year. Airlines are dealing with higher labor costs and delays in getting new planes, from Boeing, which is limiting their ability to add more flights at a time of high demand for travel. American said it lost $312 million as labor costs rose 18%, or nearly $600 million. The airline expects to return to profitability in the second quarter, a busier time for travel, and post earnings between $1.15 and $1.15 and $1.45 per share.
Yeah.
The first quarter loss amounted to 34 cents per share. So how does this impact us, you say? Because we're not shareholders. We're meat and potatoes, guys. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get through, right?
Right. Common laborers.
Thank you.
Probably raise the prices of tickets to make up for it.
It's probably a tight read. Southwest is now going to limit hiring and stop flying to four airports. Cozumel in Mexico, Syracuse in New York, Bellingham in Washington. I got to tell you, I've never heard of it. Have you heard of Bellingham?
It's up there. Well, it's
like
in
Spokane?
Washington State. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's...
Wouldn't you just fly into Boise? Maybe that is the Boise airport.
It could be.
In George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. What's the other airport there? Hobby?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a big one. I assume they fly into Hobby. I think when we used to go down there for the Cardinals-Astros, I would fly into George Bush.
Well, the price of everything else...
But I don't know if it was called that then.
The price of everything else has just skyrocketed in recent years. But airline flights haven't really. I mean, if it's pretty common to find a flight for, $300-$400. I mean, if they doubled the price of that, I imagine most people would probably still say, okay. Don't you think? Unfortunately.
Depends on how badly you got to go. You know?
Yeah, especially the long flights. Like if you're going to fly from here to the West Coast to the East Coast, I mean, the drive is just a horrible proposition. If they raise the prices considerably, I suppose most people would still, and businesses would still have no choice but to say, okay, we'll pay.
Jet fuel prices are down.
Bellingham is about an hour and a half outside of Seattle near Vancouver. Also, it's to the north of Seattle.
Seattle's way up there. I'm surprised you'd have an hour
like
and a half.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say. Yeah, you're in Canada then, I think. Hell, I don't know. Wedding Tackle's not happy. Is Plowsy joining Balloon Party or not? As if we could just decide what we're going to do on the stations that are actually real.
No, sound story with Doug, 10:15 to 11:15.
Yeah.
So,
is that what time the sound story is, 10:15?
I think that's when they come in, yeah.
Hey, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Day! That's 314.
Oh, my bad. It's
heard me.
Oh, I edit live read, so I open up previous segments, so there we go.
I am proud of Tim. Damn proud. Because a real man is not afraid to tinker with his swing before a big match. But this email is about the sensitive dependence on initial conditions in which a small change in one state of deterministic nonlinear system can result in large differences in a later state. Of course, I'm talking about the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, Iggy looked at it last night to strategically interject it into the show, but I've known about it for years. I have seen it with my own eyes, because if my buddy Cliff hadn't worn that red beret of the 1982 of Yanni Father's Son Dance, my other buddy Butchie would have never gotten laid. In our defense, we were young, so we didn't know mocking someone was cruel. We were all making fun of our buddy Troy's dad for having to wear red suspenders to hold up his pant.
Mm.
You see, he was stout. As we all chanted, Tubby, Tubby. He got ready to leave in shame, and then it happened. The DJ started rocking "You Dropped the Bomb on Me," and Mr. Humphrey stopped in his tracks. He grabbed that red beret off a cliff, and that lardy man turned into Fred Berry. Doug, that's rerun.
Yes, I remember him.
St. Louisan.
Yes, I think he was.
Absolutely killed it on the dance floor. Then he just pulled it out and shoved it in Butchie's awestruck mouth. There was no slowing him down either. Even as Butchie's braces sliced some meat off his skin flute. That's from a lady, too. Helda, and then her last name is Cook.
Helda Cook. From a lady.
And Young, the sun rises in the east and it lowers on the left. Long live the plow. Thanks, number one Asian intern Brian Henschen. The Colts drafted a quarterback last year and will probably be in the market for a defensive back in the first round tonight. But don't be surprised if they try to orchestrate a trade with the Bears for Iggy's guy Caleb Williams out of USC. I know he's a quarterback, but I'm high on his backpedaling and ball hawking abilities. Also, he's cute. Pay him the league minimum and flip him to the defensive line. Like the Rams would sometimes do that with quarterbacks.
Yeah,
they make them safeties.
Uh-huh. Not a good idea, but they did it.
Asia, like the whole country? I was taken aback when Plowsy asked that question. Man, what a program. Thanks. And Ann Young. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henschen, a.k.a. ASMR Ting Ting 4. Remember when Orange is the New Black was selling used panties, Iggy? Yeah, that was the tippy top of the soiled panties boom. Now porn stars are selling game used socks. Find me on OnlyFans, tip me $30, and I'll whisper into a jar and send it to you.
Oh, gosh.
It's called game used ASMR. I didn't know that they did that.
Not a bad idea. Brian Henschen.
The girl sold her farts like that.
It's hot. Ah, the memories. Courageously, he once stuck a Cheeto inside of his friend's mud tunnel on a public school bus. And after dropping 25 on Sean Livingston, he could have gone to the NBA, but he was destined for other greatness on HD2. He is perhaps the only man to ever get fired and rehired in the span of one single float trip. We'll never forget his run as a mostly silent co-host on Pepper and Genie. And most importantly, he coined the phrase Bailey's. That is true. Mm-hmm. Aside from his patented laugh, he is probably best known for his actively hating the TMA listeners, and who could blame him? We are the worst. He also loves to trash talk middle schoolers on Apex. The man set the unbeatable record for the most calories consumed live on the radio, and he'll always be remembered for absolutely destroying the public bathroom just before his female co-worker walked in. That stunt alone should land him in the Radio Hall of Fame. I'm going to miss his ongoing battle with that damn skeleton and his perfectly timed drops. Even though he claimed he could curl a 100-pound dumbbell and failed miserably, he's no dummy. He's our hero. I propose that the Billy Gilman return music be formally retired in his memory. I know this sounds like a eulogy, but this is a happy message. The best is yet to come. To the Peoria Plowboy, number 420 in your programs, but number one in our hearts, now and forever. We'll miss you, Plowsy. Good luck, sweet prince. Four, please. The JV golf coach now bidding Darren a fond farewell.
Huh. That was tear-jerking, Doug.
It was a nice
one. And I forgot about the 100-pound dumbbell.
Yeah, I think I still have that video on my phone. Yeah,
you couldn't lift it, could you?
Oh, God, no. I about ripped my shoulder off.
Yeah, if I could have unloaded the roll on betting against that, yeah. I would have. It's so nice to hear all the well-deserved tributes and accolades for Plowsy after his years of meritorious service where he remembered to play drops nearly 30% of the time. The listeners are probably very concerned about what will happen with the show, but there was a bright shining star today clearly illustrating how the show's greatness will continue. Jackson threw out a random and timely Olivia Newton-John pun, and without missing a beat, Tim accurately described the end of the video with the boys heading into the sauna. It's reassuring to know that Tim, Doug, Jackson and Mr. Strode will still be there for us for another 45 years.
Jesus.
Of TMA excellence. Doug, isn't that great? 45
long
years.
Dead.
You ready to sign that deal?
45-year deal's on the table.
I'd be like 115 years old.
Yeah, but there's still takes.
I guess I can mail
40 grand
them
a year. So think about that.
I can mail them in posthumously.
That's from Shooter McGavin, the vice president of the Scientific American Twitter researchers who discovered how group of four or more butterflies cause catastrophic natural disasters.
One of the best parts of the show, and any show we've done in a while, with the butterfly. Hmm.
And finally, for Plowsy's penultimate show, we flash back to the inaugural 2017 J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. And, you know, you talk about the Duel in the Sun, part two, and you got eventual champion Jay Randolph Jr. with Iggy on his back facing off against local broadcast hero Tim McKernan wearing all black and Plowsy smoking darts looking like McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club capturing video on his prehistoric iPhone and a gallery reminiscent of Tiger Woods on Sunday at Belle Reve with Mr. Nipples and Mr. Tribbers in North Carolina and Illinois basketball jerseys.
God.
And here comes Cucky the Dwarf. And he's putting on a gimp mask while driving a golf cart as Plowsy holds the wheel like this, do this all the time. And Jay has ditched his golf shirt for number 69 foot specialist t-shirt as he just puts on a short game clinic on the back nine to ship the contest. Hold on, we have a potential Hoosier Trojan horse situation developing. Her name is Karen, and her motives are unclear. Oh, she just wants to wish Plowsy good luck. Nice read, Jackson. Oh. Now come up with another asinine foul ball scenario to hijack the show with. Oh, we got little Tommy Tribbins on the line to complain about Herb taking his 2022 Rookie of the Year rooster, which actually was won by Mr. Licks, not Tribbins. But it's all good because Tribbins had an outstanding callback to said girl. Plowsy's short-lived rebound between the Army base plow girl and the love of his life, Madison. You might remember Plowsy asking the fan page if anyone could lend said girl a backpack for upcoming trip to Spain she was taking without Plowsy. She could afford the airfare and the accommodations, but just needed to crowdsource the backpack. Okay, gotta go now. Pitbull tickets are about to go on sale, and I finna snag a pair so I can accidentally invite a high school girl to join me last minute. That's from Buck Swope. Oh,
that's a
Buck
Swope.
Damn, dude, there's a couple of emails.
Wow, I mean, wonderful emails. We gotta go. Mm-hmm. What do we got, Doug?
That's between JV Golf Coach and Buck Swope. I'll go Buck Swope.
I'll go JV Golf Coach.
I'm gonna go Buck Swope. Go. Congratulations, Buck Swope. You have won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. We gotta go. Bye.
Want to